Well, we'll focus on Thanksgiving and holiday movies and the end of the year award ceremonies that are going to be coming up in December, January, and February. One of those awards events happens just before the Academy Awards on Sunday, February 22nd. They're called the Independent Spirit Awards, and these are very interesting awards. They're sometimes precursor of some of the smaller films that end up getting Academy Awards, but they're a really great representation of the kind of films that you see at specialty theaters like
Right.
the Michigan and State. Birdman led the pack of films for Best Film, and it got six nominations in total, including actor and supporting actress and lots of other stuff. So congratulations to Birdman. But the pack of leading films besides Birdman are Selma, which is yet to be released in our market, Love is Strange, which we played, Boyhood, which we played, and Whiplash, which is currently playing. And every WEMU listener should go see Whiplash. It is right up the alley of jazz fans. It's about this student, this young student that goes to an elite music school that has an award-winning, spectacular jazz band.
A big band.
A big band,
yeah,
you know, with four saxophones. Four trombones and four trumpets and a drum kit and you know bass and it just you know the piano and you know the that big band sound and J.K. Simmons, who a lot of people know from an insurance company commercial, but he's a great character actor.
Exactly
from
right.
The
usually
area.
In supporting roles, but always commands the screen whenever he's on.
And he's the conductor of this band, and he is a tough guy. He believes that his goal is to push his students beyond their own capabilities into an elite kind of realm that exists with only the very best historically renowned jazz artists.
Think John Houseman in The Paper Chase.
Exactly, except much more abusive. And his idea is that, you know, back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, they had these things called cutting sessions where jazz musicians challenged themselves, and they were kind of mean to, I mean, not kind of, they were mean to each other. And so he's just mean. He's really awful, rotten, attacks the students. But he pushes them, and this one percussionist, a young man who's very, very talented and gets put in the band as a freshman, I think, but he gets pushed beyond his limit. But anyway, Whiplash, at the end of the movie, I was exhausted. I mean, I was so into the thing. It was like, oh my gosh.
That's total investment.
Yeah, Whiplash, got to check it out. But anyway, it was one of the big Spirit Award winners. And the best first feature, A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, which is just getting released, Dear White People, Nightcrawler, Obvious Child, and She Lost Control. We showed the majority of those. The Cassavetes for the very, very, very small budget films, Blue Ruin, It Felt Like Love, Land Ho, Man from Reno, and Test. And again, we showed the majority of those. Foxcatcher's getting a special award.
As we move through December and into the new year, then we're all about Oscars and Golden Globes and all that other stuff.
Exactly. Well, on Friday, you can celebrate the holidays by going to Sing Along White Christmas, which has become a big Michigan theater tradition. You can get tickets at the door. You can get tickets in advance. But that's going to be Friday at 7:30. Come early at 7 o'clock for a caroling along with the Barton organ. Carols will be played live and it'll be a sing-along
thing. For a lot of folks in the area, this is becoming a holiday tradition.
It's
kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, we put the lyrics on the screen, but we also point out continuity errors and some of the kind of silly things about White Christmas.
Right.
It's a silly movie, but anyway, Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Rosemary Clooney, Vera Ellen. That's going to be Friday at 7:30. And then earlier in the day, on Friday at 11:30 a.m., we're going to do another tradition, which is Looney Tunes shorts. So Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, and all the Looney Tunes folks are going to be flickering on the screen. So bring your family.
It's like a cinematic sugar high for the kids.
It is. It's great. And a lot of folks have fun with that. Then the free holiday series starts also on Sunday. And in addition to Home Alone, which is going to be on Sunday the 30th at 1:30, that will be followed by the following weekend by Elf, and the weekend after that by Miracle on 34th Street, and then It's a Wonderful Life. So Home Alone is the holiday free holiday classic that's going to be on November the 30th. Opening on today is The Theory of Everything, which is maybe, in my opinion, the best movie of the year. It's about Stephen Hawking, who's the guy that did a Brief History of Time, a wild bestseller about theoretical physics, believe it or not. But it's a fascinating movie because he was struck at the age of 21 with a motor neuron disease like Lou Gehrig's disease, and he was given 2 years to live at 21 years old. Now, he's actually still alive at 71.
Right, right.
But very impaired, and it's about...
And the mind fully intact.
Mind fully intact, and it's about he and his... university classmate who became his wife, and it's about their relationship and the children and family and the growth and difficulties of their relationship. Felicity Jones is terrific as his wife. Eddie Redmayne is, I don't know if he's a lock for an Academy Award for the best performance because there's so many good performances, but it is an amazing piece of work. So The Theory of Everything opens today. Go check it out. We already talked about Whiplash was his playing. Interstellar is going to be big in the awards, and then Birdman.
That's the Matthew McConaughey thing, right?
Yes,
Interstellar,
it is.
Right.
Yeah, and it's if you're a sci-fi fan, if you like 2001: A Space Odyssey, you like that kind of stuff, go check that out. Birdman is also currently playing at the State Theater, so go check that out. Opening at the commercial theaters, Penguins of Madagascar, so these South Pole birds join forces with an undercover organization called the North Wind, and they... do all kinds of fun stuff. Benedict Cumberbatch is the voice of this Northern Winds espionage, and they try to take control of the villainous Dr. Octavius Prime.
Anymore, they've made these animated movies so good. I mean, they're movies.
Yeah, well, John Malkovich does that. Benedict Cumberbatch is doing Imitation Game, which we open on Christmas Day, which is another really great film. Horrible Bosses with Jason Bateman, Charlie Day, Jason Sudeikis, Jamie Foxx, Kevin Spacey, Jennifer Aniston, Christopher Waltz, and Chris Pine.
Kevin Spacey is just an amazing actor. It's fun to see Jennifer Aniston play against type too.
It is.
And Bateman and Sudeikis are hilarious.
And those are at the multiplex starting today.
Right.
And then special screenings, My Neighbor Totoro, which is this Japanese animation film by Mio Hayazaki it may be the classic of that genre.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to play on Sunday, November 30th at 1:30. This is a hugely successful series that has been running at the State Theater. It's selling out, so you want to go early if you want to go to that. Our Polish Film Festival is winding down. Promised Land is a film that's showing on Monday at 7 o'clock.
Nothing to do with the Bruce Springsteen song.
No, nothing to do with the Bruce Springsteen. It's a 1995 by Andre Waja. And then Up from Poppy Hill, which is another Hayao Miyazaki film, is playing on the 3rd, Wednesday the 3rd at 7 o'clock. So lots to see. Whiplash, WEMU
fans. And a lot
fans,
of free offerings for the holiday.
Everything, absolutely. And Birdman, go check them all out.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and collectively we wish you a very happy and fruitful Thanksgiving, and we'll talk on the other side.
Gobble, gobble from Hollywood.